This is All in an Afternoon, a Star Wars Rebels fanfic written by Measured Words and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Kanan Jarrus, Hera Syndulla, with additional tags for spies and secret agents, dinner, established relationship, shopping, totally not a date, dates, mission fic, season 3. Summary. Hera lives for her work, but it isn't the only thing in her life. So how can she make them balance? Kanan leaned back against the ghost's open hatch, looking down at her. Well, looking. However he saw these days, Hera could always tell when his attention was on her. She turned to face him, unsurprised to find him smiling.
So now that the kids are off to deliver those supplies, what did you have in mind?
Hera smiled, though she couldn't tell him everything she was planning. We need our own supplies, so I'm off to check out the local market with Chopper.
With Chopper?
She smiled more broadly. Well, I thought you might want some time to yourself, you know, for meditation.
Hera.
Kanan crossed his arms,
and she couldn't hold back her laugh.
Oh, I suppose you can come instead, she said, tossing her head.
Chop, we're heading out. Keep monitoring the local scanners and let me know if you pick up anything useful.
The droid chattered in what was basically assent, rolling back up towards the cockpit, and she turned back to Kanan.
Now he looked suspicious. Anything useful? We already have contacts with the Resistance here on Bavu.
She shrugged.
Well, you never know what you might turn up. We haven't spent much time here, after all.
Kanan considered her for another moment, then shrugged.
Sure. So what are we picking up at the market? Is this another Meluron run?
Always. If we happen to see any, I mean. But there's a few things I want to pick up for the ghost if I can. And we might as well see what else this place has to offer. The Resistance isn't exactly well-stocked with things that aren't basic rations.
Sounds like a nice time.
He offered her his arm, and she took it with only a mild twinge of guilt. It was so rare for them to have any time together. She wished she didn't have to worry about anything else.
Kanan, she hoped, would understand.
The market was fairly extensive, but most stalls had the same selection of approved Imperial imports, and not a Meluron in sight. There were a few junk shops, but these were heavily picked over and overpriced.
Ugh, she said, leaving the last of them. I'd be better off buying scrap and building my own connectors than anything I've seen on this planet.
If we've struck out on parts, how about dinner? Kanan turned his head toward a row of shops just off to the left, gesturing in that direction.
Something smells good.
There were a few places around that they'd passed, but Kanan's attention had apparently been captured by the smell of frying meat and spices coming from one particular canteen. There were a few tables set up outside, and a few more in the dimly lit interior. Most patrons seemed to prefer to be outside in the sunshine, but a table away from the crowd suited her better, and Hera guided him inside. There were some displays on the wall showing a few different dishes available at the stand, but they all seemed to involve the same basic components. Some kind of local meat with a flat bread, thin shavings of some woody-looking tuber, and some different colored sauces.
"We'll get two of those," she said, pointing at one of the displays and passing over a few credits.
The Barvoonian behind the counter chittered and waved his arms as it stashed the payment and turned back to the grill. Kanan had already taken a seat at one of the tables. Just exactly the one she would have picked. It had a clear view of the entrance, and was close enough to the counter that they could dash out the kitchen if necessary. Not that she was expecting to have to make a run for it,
but she did want to keep an eye out. Had Kanan figured out what was up, or was it just a standard precaution? It was hard to say, but she decided not to inquire as she slid onto the stool across from him. Well, hopefully it tastes as good as it smells. I think the sauces might be pretty spicy, so enjoy.
Sounds good.
Kanan smiled, but crossed his arms and leaned back in his chair.
Maybe while we eat, you can tell me a little more about the woman that's been following us all afternoon.
Hera ducked her head.
I thought you might have noticed. We're running a sting.
We are? He sounded more bemused than anything. Sounds fun.
Yes, to track down a leak in rebel intelligence. We thought we knew the source, so I let it slip that I'm supposed to be meeting an informant from one of the weapons factories on Ondo while we're here. It looks like someone's been sent to keep an eye out and report back.
It's not Callus, is it?
He frowned, as though bracing himself for the betrayal. No, he's the one who set this up.
Okay.
Kanan nodded.
So what's our move? Take out our friend, drag them back to headquarters with us?
Chopper's scanning local communications, too, in case she sends in any reports. We need solid evidence, not just a coerced confession.
Oh, so Chopper's in on it?
He shook his head, leaving whatever else he'd been about to say for later, as the Barvonian trundled out from behind the counter to deliver their food. It wasn't quite what she'd expected. The bread covered the single large platter, and the meat and shavings were piled in the middle, with a tray of brightly colored sauces on the side. These, she nudged towards Kanan.
Chopper doesn't have all the details, she said, once they were on their own again, keeping her voice low.
Technically, I shouldn't be sharing them with you either. High Command is afraid that if word gets out, it will hurt morale. Kanan huffed, taking a bite of a strip of meat he dipped in one of the sauces.
I know, I can trust you. I do trust you, Kanan.
She reached her hand across the table.
But I respect the people at High Command, too. And besides...
It's okay, Hera. I knew an afternoon alone with just you was too much to ask for.
He leaned forward, taking her hand.
But it has been nice, hasn't it?
It has.
She meant it, but admitting it brought a sense of anxious guilt. It wasn't fair to Kanan, and she didn't need half a day to lure out one spy either. No one was getting her best. The rebels deserved that, but so did Kanan. But how could she worry about what she wanted, worry about wanting more than she'd already found, when there were so many suffering and she had the strength to fight for change?
I'm sorry it can't be more simple.
Hey.
He lifted her hand to his lips.
I'll take what I can get.
Hera smiled, knowing that what she wanted then was not to catch a spy, or even to sample the local cuisine. Well, who knew how long it would take the others to deliver those supplies? Maybe she couldn't give him a whole afternoon, but an hour?
Surely the rebellion could give her that.
I'll see what I can do about that when we get back to the ship.
All right, but first we need to catch your spy.
First, we need to eat dinner. I already paid for it. Somewhat reluctantly, Hera pulled her hand back. She tore off a piece of bread, wrapping it around some of the meat and shavings in the center of the table to make her point. It had a bit of sweet warmth to it, and the tubers were crunchier than she'd anticipated, if a little bland.
Okay. We eat, then we'll head out for our meeting. We give your spy a chance to make a report, then we catch her, drag her back to the ghost, throw her in a cupboard, one without an airlock she can fit into, and take a little time for ourselves before the kids are back, if they aren't already. If anything comes up, Chopper can handle it.
Deal, she said, tearing off another strip of bread and handing it to him.
They ate quickly, though the food was good. Better with the sauce, though Hera stuck to the milder version once Kanan had sampled all three. She checked her blaster as they went to leave, appreciating how Kanan carried himself now that they had a specific goal. This was another reason she hadn't told him before. He paused in the doorway of the canteen and turned to take her hand. Hera, I know that with everything going on, there's no real chance to just have a nice afternoon together. But I had a nice afternoon with you.
Thanks, Kanan. So did I.
He hesitated for just a moment before he leaned over and gave her a quick kiss on the forehead.
Good. Now let's go be rebels.
Hera stepped out into the street, heading purposefully back the way they'd come, towards a blind alley that would suit their purpose as well. Kanan fell into step beside her. They could make this quick, complete their mission, and then they could go back to the ship and be something else for each other for a little while. The end. Reader's notes. Thank you to Measure Words for having blanket permission to Ponfig. Also, thank you for this lovely slice of life moment. I love how you show the way that Hera balances her duty with her personal desires. And, like, so much of her characterization sort of gets swamped under the team mom thing. But, like, her reasons for basically joining the rebellion before it even was a rebellion, for basically being her own one-woman rebellion for years before joining the rebellion, like, seeing the way that duty drives her and the way there's that push-pull with what she wants to do for herself and how what she thinks she owes people, and oh, Hera's inner monologue was so beautiful. I appreciate that Kanan is understanding of it. I love that about their partnership, that they're both so, let me support you in the thing that is your duty. And as a Jedi, Kanan has all sorts of, like, you know, subsumed and squashed and, like, I'm not going to acknowledge that these are my duties until he picks up Ezra as his Padawan and then he, like, comes back to face his own heritage and everything like that. But, like, their partnership is so good together, and you really, really highlighted all the things I love about them working together on as a team. Plus, undercover intergalactic pizza date? Yes. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. For the Ponfig cover art, I want to get a picture at Oga's Cantina and use that in Galaxy's Edge as the cover art, because, like, that's the canteen they're in, Avi. So we'll see if that happens. If it's not a photo I took, it's probably one somebody else took now that it's open in California. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day. Bye.
Second reader's notes. The cover art for this podfic is not from Oga's Cantina. It is actually from the outdoor seating at Loading Dock 7. I went to Galaxy's Edge with Bedlam's Bard, and we did get space cocktails at Oga's. And it is too dark and crowded to successfully stick Hera and Kanan in the background of any of our photos. And also too human-centric. Anyway, so instead, this outdoor seating with tables that look a little weathered and everything like that, that is the outside of Loading Dock 7. Which, you know, fits the vibe of this story more, even if not quite the menu. But yes, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Please enjoy this photo that I took and also manipulated. Have a nice day.